Hi, this is Sandy Crott, and the title of this newsletter is Get Over Your Reaction, Get Curious. Margaret, a young woman we coach, was hired to work in a small startup. The CEO/entrepreneur needed someone to oversee and manage the business while he lined up new investors. Prior to Margaret's start date, the CEO outlined the processes and tasks Margaret would manage, which included nearly all aspects of the business, from marketing to shipping. Margaret's first day on the job did not go as expected. The CEO told her that he decided to personally retain responsibility for nearly half of the items listed in her job description, and then he ran off to a meeting. Margaret was incensed. How disrespectful to hire her and then remove half her responsibilities without giving her a chance. Did he think her incompetent? How would he even know? She didn't have to put up with this. Fortunately, Margaret recognized what was happening. She was getting caught up in a lot of speculative thinking. This thinking was the source of her upset, not her boss. Thanks to her understanding, by the time her boss returned, her mind was clear. She asked her boss why he decided to retain oversight in four critical areas. He told her he was extremely disappointed in the work currently being done in those areas and wanted to make sure they were running smoothly before turning them over to her. Margaret asked, "What's been wrong with the work?" "Well, nobody does what I ask them to," her boss replied. Margaret reflected for a moment. His decision had nothing to do with her competence, but her boss's answer still puzzled her. Why would four of eight people on the team be performing so poorly? Don't you think it's odd that half your team of experienced professionals are not doing what you want them to do? She inquired. This question was the beginning of a spirited and revealing dialogue. Eventually, the CEO realized he was not communicating his vision clearly to his team. Even more significant, he was doing an equally poor job of getting the vision across to investors. The CEO was stunned, but also grateful for the discovery. Margaret's understanding of where her feeling and experience originate allowed her to return to balance and curiosity. From this state, she asked her boss insightful questions, which incited a conversation that may prove to be a turning point for this young company. At the very least, on her first day of work, Margaret's value in the CEO's eyes went way up.